Now, the video sharing platform TikTok, as we've been hearing, has been fined €345 million for breaches related to the processing of children's data by the Irish Data Protection Commission. The inquiry examined certain TikTok settings as they relate to child users. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, is with us with more on this. Of course, TikTok, I suppose, headquartered here. So it is the Irish Data Protection Commission is responsible for regulation. What have they found and what's the background to the decision?
Well, Brian, this inquiry is one which was opened by the Data Protection Commission of its own volition, and it relates to a period between July and December of 2020. And what the DPC sought to do was to examine to what extent TikTok was complying with its data protection obligations under the law when it came to the processing of personal data relating to child users. And specifically, it looked at settings, including those where the default was that data would be public rather than private, as well as data related to a feature called family pairing, which allows an adult user to control privacy and other settings for a child. Now, on top of that, the inquiry also examined the age verification process for child users. The inquiry took quite a period, with a draft decision submitted to other data protection supervisory authorities by the DPC in September of last year before going for a decision by the European Data Protection Board, following some objections being raised by regulators in Italy and Germany. Overall, though, what was agreed was that TikTok had breached a total of 8 parts of the General Data Protection Regulation, and the decision found that as they went through the sign-up process, child user accounts were set by default to being public, not private. And this raised serious risks, obviously, because it meant, for example, that not only were videos posted by children publicly visible, but also that comments were enabled publicly by default, and other features allowing child user videos to be lifted and used elsewhere were also enabled. The DPC also found that through this family sharing feature, a child user's account could be paired with an unverified non-child user, so not necessarily a parent. And those unverified users could then direct message child users over the age of 16. The Commission also found that TikTok did not properly take into account risks posed to children under 13 who gained access to its platform by the default account setting. So as a consequence of all this, the DPC has reprimanded TikTok. It's ordered it to bring its processing into compliance by taking action within 3 months, and it's fined it €345 million.
And what does TikTok, Will, have to say in response?
Well, TikTok said it respectfully disagrees with the decision, in particular the level of that fine. It said the DPC's criticisms are focused on features that were in place 3 years ago, but that changes were made to them well before the investigation even began. So it said that it's already made all new and existing accounts for 13 to 15 year olds private by default. It's tightened the options for those who can comment on a video created by 13 to 15 year olds. It says it's also changed settings to stop users from being able to post child user videos side by side with another video or combine them with another video on TikTok. The platform also claimed it's made changes to the family pairing feature so that parents and guardians have not been able to enable direct messaging for 16 and 17 year olds if those users had already disabled it. And it's also made it easier for teenagers, it says, to understand privacy settings. And TikTok also said it's taken steps to ensure that those signing up to the platform are at least 13 and to remove accounts where people are underage. Now, TikTok is not saying what it plans to do next about this DPC ruling, but it is understood that an appeal is one of several options being considered by the company.
And more broadly, Will, how significant has this been seen by the sector?
Well, it's clearly among the biggest fines ever imposed by the DPC, the third largest, I believe. And that's really indicative, I think, of the seriousness with which the data protection authorities here and around Europe view these type of breaches, particularly those which relate to children and the processing of children's data. And it underlines, I suppose, that despite the criticism of it, that the Data Protection Commission is continuing to get tough with these platforms, particularly those used by children. In the last few minutes, the organisation CyberSafe Kids has issued a statement on it. It says that while it acknowledges that TikTok has and continues to make improvements to their service for child users, this fine is appropriate and proportionate given the billions in profit that the company makes every year. It also said that TikTok needs to do much more to address the issue of underage users on their platform and to protect child users from harmful content and contacts on the app. And this case is not the end of it as far as TikTok is concerned. A separate DPC investigation into data transfers to China by TikTok is continuing, and a draft ruling is expected to be issued in that case by the end of the year.
Very good. Will Goodbody, thank you for that. After the break, housing, health and the squeezed middle. We'll be hearing from the party Think In.